الجسد يصير صوف يعني throughout this and very areas, the things that are going, that we don't recognize they gave it, that they're going in. Nevertheless, they went through the process of conversion, but they never was a Kabbalah from this. This is a Kabbalah from this, this is Nyakit. And the Pasuk in Malachim says like that, that after they converted, they continued to worship other gods. That clearly there was no Kabbalah from this. And the other opinion is not. That's what our Tana obviously thinks. Is that Kusim Adirayam is saying that, that the Gerrit was with Hakkadah Potosif there, from any place in Shah, how could it possibly be good? But the Pasuk says, Alehem Hoya Ovnit, they continue to worship Abu Dizara. The clearly there was no Kabbalah from this. The Pasuk says that the opinion of this Tana who thinks that Kusim Gerrit Yem is saying is that in later generations, Chazim and his guy will be like Shabbat. And the generation that's described in the Tanakh and the Sefer Melachim, the Gerrit was not valid. There was no Kabbalah from this. But this Tana holds that in the later generation they converted again, with the Kabbalah from this. A lot of the Maitre, we talk in that God's Ralehem, we are talking to him called the Grand. He doesn't know. He's not going to be there. He's that they have a Dina Vakum, at least the Hakum. Whether the Hakum, that's the Machmaker Solution, and we spoke about that too. But the Hakum, they have a Dina of the Goyim's word. But the Hakum for sure. Right? Yeah, that was on the assumption, the first time they converted as described in Sefer Melachim, that conversion of Muhammad is not valid. Because they still worship Abu Dhabi, there was no Kabbalah from this time. And this time is of the assumption, he's of the opinion that at some later time, years later in history, they converted the second time with the Kabbalah from this time. And they were Jews from many generations. Till the days of Rav Meir, the Gemara says they were Goyim, and they discovered that they were worshipping the Musyayin and Argusian. Rav Meir was Goyim because he saw that a meal said they were worshipping Abu Dhabi. He declared that all of the Kusim are Dinu Ka'afim. And that's the Machlokes we discussed, the Machlokes of Rishonim, whether Dinu Ka'afim is only the Chumah or even the Kusim. Now, Lachal Amar Tzvi Zvan is that we would not be in the Sarek of Kusim. We don't have any Kusim. We don't have any Kusim. If we would have a person who would be a Kusim, we wouldn't be the Ka'afim. So the Gemara now raises the question, how can you possibly be the Sarek of Kusim? But isn't the Kusi an Am Ha'orish? You have a din that you're not permitted to be Nisaris an Am Ha'orish. To pension the Zun and Amos Amnim al Am Ha'orish. An Am Ha'orish to a minion. What exactly is an Am Ha'orish? Here the Gemara just gives a din, you're not allowed to be Nisaris. There's another din in Am Ha'orish. If you buy Tayrus from an Am Ha'orish that grew an ancient girl, those Demai has the din of Demai. So that's the reason Am Ha'orish. The Gemara has din, how much weight is Satan? They go Am Ha'orish. The Gemara has Tan Rabbanon. 15 lines in Hazel Amar, so the Gemara says one opinion, another opinion, another opinion. There's not Midashnik in Ismus, there's not Midashnik in Ethnus, but then the Gemara says, Acher Amomrin, another Shita Satanayim says, Apil of Korah, Vishana, even if he knows Tanakh, Vishana, and he learns Vishnai, till the Shinish, Tamil Chachamim, that is not proper for the Rabban and his generation, Harezim Amar Oret. And the Gemara says, Arach Kachir, that's how we talk to. The Gemara says, you have to be careful though. The Gemara says, Yom Zachon was a Rav, Le'azman Alegre Rav Menashe Bat Tachlifa, there was a Balabot in his time. I remember Rav Menashe Bat Tachlifa, who he thought, Yom Zachon, the Rav, felt that this Balabot had the status of an Amor. Why did Tanis the Rav is afraid of Rukhata? Even though he knew all of Tanakh, he knows this Balabot knew more than all the Rabbanim today, no? He knew all of Tanakh, he knew all of Sikros, the Hilchasa, he knows everything. But he wouldn't be Mitzarek and Tuvinim because he felt he wasn't Kofas to the Rabban. Then when Rabbi Balchon passed away, when the Rav, who passed him under his Talabot, that he had the status of an Amar, he now loved him to start the intervention of women, when the Rav passed away, Rav made a comment that it's an and even if Kara the Shiva, the Shana, even if he knows Mikra, he knows Tanakh, and he knows Mishnai, but he's not Kapha for the Rabbanim, the Batak has the status of Amar. But the Gemara says, Shari Rabbanash Matachlifa, the Nisham Lahu the Rabbanon. He used to always be Nishamish the Rabbanon. Truly, he never knows that a Shiva formerly.
Some used to drive him around, and he used to be the
shop. Rabbi Bachman misjudged him. He shouldn't have judged so quickly. Yes, sir. No, this is not as good. That's how it's going to be
bad.
Look at this. This man is a type. And only that. The young French is in English and number. But the reason I'm hard, that is not discussed with himself in Miranda and Memphis, I think, what are the dinim of an Amar? So one of the dinim is, you're not allowed to be the Kabbalah of it, come on. Phenomenal to a dynamic, then she was doing it in the start of the time. Because on paper, has a thing of children. On paper was lived at the beginning of the reform movement. As a child, he discusses the reform Jews, and he says, the whole reason why you talk about that, the only thing traditionally, they call that the Hagar Kabon Adam, and he asked them, they shouldn't make their own branch of the religion. And they said, they do. He said, they made their own branch of the religion. But the Adam Amaris already belongs to the conservative movement, belongs to the reform movement. Then it says, we go back, even Rabbi Yitzchak to be masking that Ikra Adin, the name is not the first of him. The name is not the first of him. What are you doing about?
No, no,
no. It's the same idea that Mitzarim time, the Lord Rabura, yeah, you can't be Mitzarim because Kesher Rishon in Amin. Amin, the Gemara has a Sanhedrin in the third third. That when Rishon get together, they're not Mitzarim Yaha. But the only reason why we make a like a day thing was...
So it means when you have people who
belong to the Torah, but compared to the followers, there's none of them, maybe it's different. I don't know, maybe there's none of them that have some sense of the good. A lot of the followers don't even know what they're following. I don't know the difference between this and that. It's a different thing. But it has it's a frightening concept.
Yeah, because when you have people who belong to themselves, you know they want to themselves. We shouldn't
make mistakes. We should. Don't be so close to a thing of Kimishma. To be a Moloch, that Christians would have done Moloch. But here they don't know any more than a Moloch. So therefore, what was this dialogue on a thing of Kimishma? Can you be the dialogue?
I don't know. It's not so close to the Gemara that if the seller is the Shaggy, you can see the Shemishba, that he doesn't have this status of a Moloch. Maybe other than he won't have. But the Pashtus is that he'll still have this status of a Moloch. The Pashtus will get there.
If he walks in a child's home and what the actual danger of who he is,
tocar la vida,
the whole reason why the natural is Lord of the Shin take off, but he says those who broke off are ready in Kutta. So that's the one complaint against the Sanskrit, that the Svara of the Gemara, Svara of Yeshua Sefa, is going to go further away. And one of them is Kardama, which is blessed by God, does not have that fragrance of Roman. The only reason why we mix it in is to teach us this lesson that you have to be Mitzara Toshin, you have to be Mitzara Tavayonin, to the dominating Anatanis Tibur. Anatanis Tibur, Shemim Toshin, so Anatanis Tibur. So the Mashiach has the famous comment where everybody says over, they forgot that the Mashiach has it there, but that's why there are 11 some Roman, and not 20, so the Kardama is talking about Mitzara for the meaning. It has to be a big deal. It's a little bit of a joke, but the Mashiach has it, and the Kedushia goes on Krisis, and not Gemara time. No, you have the Chazar HaShat for the Yami HaOret, who are not learned, but they want to be religious, they want to be observant, like in Europe, they were yeshivim. They were very, very ignorant as far as learning was concerned, but they were very religiously oriented. Yeah, they wanted to observe everything, they just didn't know how. So there's some of the humorous Yeshivanic stories about the way they fumbled and they came up all of the mysteries. But they wanted very much. But here we're talking about... Yeah, but here we're talking about a different kind of Amoris, who's a Shtikol HaChutzpenik. He doesn't want to be coupled to the Tamil Chacham, even if he's Kar V'Shana. But his Lashon is Tamil Chacham, and that seems to be the clue over here, the key to the definition of Amoris. That's what the Chazon is. He thinks that that one, Lashon is Tamil Chacham, is the key to understanding of what the Amoris is. He's Jewish. If I need a Shabbat break or something, I can't use it. He's still Jewish. If I'm a prophet and I want to cut off the customer's pay, if he's a boy, there's no problem. But if he's a Yid, I'm not allowed to cut off his pay, even if he's a person Israel. It's all off of Tishachot Israel. He is Jewish. We can give him a little bit of an answer also. We can encourage him to make sermon also. We can get him to sit and sit everything. We try to get him to do everything. Minyanat. Mitzarev Zaynar. Mitzarev Zaynar. That's the big mark. Mitzarev Zaynar. Well, look at that look what it needs around the reform.
No,
it's okay. They're religious people. Kol HaVishana and they observe a lot of mitzvahs. But they're not closest to the Rabbanim. It's unprincipled. There are some synagogues that are unprincipled, they will not engage the rabbis. I'm sorry to say that a lot of things are going to show up for the reform movement also. But this he writes in the Shiva, this he thinks is the real reason. The only reason why he accepts Abyeshi's opinion that Ram is Tara Sazim and so on is because should he be by the Bamanasma? He says, Shandani began the Bamanasma, is this? He has in fact an interesting Shiva. I don't know if it is the same Shiva, maybe a different one. The other interesting Shiva is talking to get to the next Shiva of the Gemara. Because there are those who say that, like today in America, there are many Jews who are so far away from religious observance, and sometimes their parents die, so the children feel compelled to have to come to Shul to say Kaddish. But if they come, they say Kaddish, Chach, Madrega, that they come and they say Kaddish. Some of them even come and they put on top of them, too. The girl, not only say Kaddish, but on top of them, but some of them, because they're allowed to say that it's a wonderful thing, at least they come to say Kaddish, he says, he doesn't think it's wonderful. He says, if it's such a person, if this individual who's coming to say Kaddish is such a person, who's not mitzvahish, who's not mitzvahish to the minyan, either he's an atikoyres, who's in a kakum, so he's not mitzvahish to a minyan, or because he's an amoris, he's not mitzvahish to a minyan. So he's saying Kaddish on a minyan. He says, the din is that the one who says Kaddish has to be one who is part of the minyan. Let's say there's a minyan in the room, there are 10 people, I'm going to say Kaddish in a different room. But take the fish. You have to say Kaddish in the same room. The chazim, the chazim, the one who's saying the Kaddish has to be mitzvahish with the minyan. Once you add a minyan together, so the people in the other room, even though there's no minyan, they can answer on the Hashanah, but they can answer Bachos, they can answer Zush in another room, even if they daven, let's say there's a minyan davening in one room together, and it's so proud that someone else is davening in the other room, so many parts of all that, that's also called sin of a tzibur. Even though he's not in the same room, he's out in the hallway, since he's a tzibur, so many parts of all that, that's also called sin of a tzibur. I think that's how that should also talk like that. That is also called the Rachashim, and also I guess it's called sin of a tzibur. You have to constitute, you have to, the Chassid has to be one of the members of the Tzibur. So that's what the Chassid writes. What do we gain that the fellow comes to Shulam and Rav Kaddish? This man, if he's not the Kurdish, or if he's not the Kurdish, he's not the Kurdish of the Minyan. So come right off the dinner, he's saying Kaddish on a Minyan. He's saying that it's not true. But the Kaddish, there are many who disagree.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't matter. It also doesn't matter the dinner, but the Chassid has to be one of the 10 who create the Minyan. The Rav Kaddish will say, like, that Kaddish will be a Kaddish Levat Ola. The Rav Kaddish will say, just like you're not allowed to say a Brachol, or if you're not allowed to say a Kaddish, you're not allowed to say a present, that's Kaddish without a Minyan. It's very bad issue. It's that same Brachol Levat Ola, because Kaddish may only be decided with a Minyan. Without a Minyan, not allowed to. And when it says Rav, then it says Kaddish, you're not allowed to say a Minyan. Just like you're not allowed to say only with a Brachol Levat Ola, you're not permitted to say only with a Kaddish Levat Ola. It's not allowed. That's what the Gemara in Erevin, Kaddish is a shadow. The Gemara in Erevin, that the Chassam says that Grace is around is talking about Kazorah Tashat Kedusha Zerfu. The Gemara goes to Odin, they're talking about Kaddish or Davening. Kaddish or Davening is like that. But the Tashfilah who says Kaddish or Kedusha Zerfu or Kazorah Tashat has to be together with him, with the 10 people. If these monkeys, the Gemara says, if there are 2 rooms, and the Chassam is in 1 room with 4 people, and the 5 people, and the other side is 5, so the Gemara says he's not allowed to say Kaddish on Hashem Baruch Hu. You have to have all 10 people in one room. That's how the Gemara says. Well, let's say you have 10 people in one room and the Chazan is in the other room. There's nothing famous. The Chazan has to be mitzvahish with the minyan. So the Gemara says, before this idea, I'm saying, of course, the Gemara has the idea of an idea to the Shliach Tzibur. The Shliach Tzibur has 2 parts of the Tzibur. And the fact you say like that, Aloha, they say, Ashayla, see, we've got to quote from Ashayla and Abdishayla. Is a Geir mitzvahish from minyan. And Actually, again, that is Jewish. Maybe the prophet says, when exactly the first in Israel, so sometimes we dash in Israel below Gary. Sometimes we make such a grosh, and most of the time we don't make such a grosh. So that friend discusses, should I dash in over him and exact the first in Israel and Mute Gary, that a Gary is not in Sad Tomin. So that friend bring a riot, since the earlier prophet said that a Gary can serve as a Shay, the Mishnah says, a Gary can serve as a Shay of Sibur, the only Shay is, when he says that I came with a cab with Sayyid, a cab Rom, a cab Yitzchak, a cab Yankee, so he say, or came with a cab Sayyid, he's not really a descendant from Avram, it's a Yankee. So the Mishnah is, he's a Machlech, the fact that I'm going to say, he says, I came with a cab with Israel, a cab Rom, a cab Yitzchak, a cab Yankee, and the Yudah disagrees, and the Yishami passed with a cab Yudah. The Rambam, the Shohar, can pass with a cab Yudah, but he does say, I came with a cab with Sayyid, but he translates. But you see the finish, we had discussion in the Mishnah that the Gier may serve as a Shlefut. So Rakhayim brought a right, they said, if the Ger can serve as a Chazan as a Shlefut, obviously he's not in the Minyan. You can't say that the offending from an addition to the Ger, and he can be Shlefut, Shlefut has to be one of them. That's what look at the Perish, and not Gemara and Erez and the Perish called Gavi, but Shlefut has to be one of the Minyan. So all Machlokes between the Chasam Sefer and the others, the Tzachi Kenegit, was about Kaddish, not the Kaddish of the Chazan, but Kaddish Yosef. What's the deal? So some says, oh, that by Kaddish Yosef also, the one who says the Kaddish has the standard like a Shlef Tzibur, there has to be one of the members of the Tzibur who created the Tzibur. And if he's one who's not the status of the Tzibur, then he cannot say the Kaddish. And other pets can help not so, like the other say, like the Chazit Yer, as a Tshuva. If it's a Tshuva in the end of their day, and over Tavelos, and there are more close to living in heaven about Kaddish, if it's a Tshuva close to famous Tshuva from the Chazit Yer, that a woman saying Kaddish. But so then somebody died and he only left the daughter and he didn't leave any sons, can the daughter say Kaddish? So the Chazit Yer writes, Nikar Adin, the daughter can say Kaddish in the presence of 10 men. He can't have Kaddish without a minion, and a minion you have to have 10 men. Somebody wrote in the paper that a woman wants to say Kaddish, but there are 10 women. They wrote up a biography of an Aram Gobel from America who died 30 years ago. So they wrote, 25 years ago, so they wrote the Aram Gobel at Morgan Pashkin that in the Beit HaKneset there was no minion. So the son couldn't say Kaddish, they said, no, there are 10 women, so let the daughter say Kaddish, because they're 10 Chazalechta. Either the Aram Gobel made a mistake, or the one who wrote the Aram Gobel made a mistake, somebody made a mistake. So the Kaddish is in, the 10 women do not say the women. But the child is, what if you have 10 men, and the woman wants to say Kaddish? Is that permissible or not? So going to that son, say, Rashi Pashkin, no. Because the one who says Kaddish and Kaddish Yosef has to be one of those who's creating the minion. And a woman is not mitzvah to a minion at all. Hashem came to Chabbis Yer, he says that's not true. He says that's only a thing when you have a Shliach Tzibur who wants to say Chazorat Hashach. So the Shliach Tzibur has to be one of the men who goes to the Tzibur. That's where he said a Ger is mitzvah to the minion of the Harai that he can serve as a Shliach Tzibur. Or let's say in the next figure, the Gemara talks about a cotton. The Gemara talks about a cotton saying Kaddish. That's the question, what can you prove from that? The Gemara talks in the next sentence, if a little child says a bracha, do you say amen or not? So the Gemara says, it depends. If the child is just practicing kriya, and it didn't, it's either, let's say, I have a, my 6-year-old already, my young child, he already knows when she says a bracha. Last year, when she would be reading, she wouldn't know whether it's a bracha. Let's say she's reading, practicing, and she reads a bracha. So you don't say amen. It's not a problem at all, she's just practicing, you know. If she's about to drink some milk and she's just shopping in the door, then you say amen. When she does their brother. Or when she says, whatever, burn the brushes, then you say amen. But if she's not being great, she's just practicing, then you don't say amen. So that's what the Gemara says later on. But even Mr. Rayu, when the cotton's being yaitzei with the door, that he's saying, then the Gemara says, you do say amen. That's the first shot in the Gemara. So even Mr. Rayu, hey, it's not that the cotton's being yaitzei with the rush. As another interpretation in the Gemara, he says, and the children used to leave the cheder at the end of the day, whatever, 3 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 9 o'clock, and then they would finish learning, so the children would go home. So when they would leave, if there would be a child, it would be a lesson, the practice would be that the kids would say, Kaddish Rabbanim, at the end of the learning. They were learning Mishnayim or Gemara or whatever. So then the child would be a lesson, would say Kaddish. So to either Mr. Rai, when they're leaving, Mr. Adelaz does want Mr. Rai when a Dr. Baruch is being married to be listening with it, or the father himself, but rather when they will be leaving Cheder. So that's the Shaila, how can the cotton, and that's the minute, you know? That's the minute, that the, that's what the Shubhas are rosh. That the Kaddish Yosef was instituted for the Ptan who cannot die in front of him, and the cotton is a Yosef, by other Yisraelim who are already pre-commits, and we have them die in front of him. So they don't have to say Kaddish Yosef, they don't have to say Kaddish Yosef, they don't have to say Kaddish Yosef. But a child who's before Dhamma Yosef cannot Dhamma Yosef, so that's where the institute of Kaddish Yosef, at the end of the davening, on behalf of the Tani. So that's the Shalit. What's the law? Is it causing the Tzara to a minion or not? So that's the Machlekes, the famous Tzara, and like that. The Gemara quotes one opinion here. The Gemara says, on the second white line, on Mem Zayin and Beis. I'm Rabbi Yossi. If you have a little baby who's in a crib, a baby in a crib, and then dying on a baby market. Kot ha-mukha barisa, nizam ni mava. You can be mitzvahs in Tuzina. Fek bichmah, how can it be that the Mishnah says to Tuzina, you can't be mitzvahs, nashma ben mitzvahs. And so the Gemara, if Yeisi goes, like Rabbi Shur, then maybe it says, hapa tisham, kot ha-mukha barisa, is not mitzvahs, but osmos ha-smitla ha-shara. If your attention is bringing this to me, it's not good.
If you have Tuktanim, or let's say you have Briktanim, and you have seven Gedolim, then it's no good. But if you have nine Gedolim, if you bench with Gedolim Basera, and you have nine people first time Mitzvah, nine Gedolim first time Mitzvah, and the tenth one is a cotton, even if it's a Lufa Barisa, that's a special Kula. Osmos is Kriyat Lachzor. Then Igmar says the same thing regarding an Eved. And although the Halacha says that an Eved is not Mitzvah to a minion, but that's only if you have two or three Avodim. But one Eved, if you have nine B'nai Chayrim, and one Eved Kanayini, then Kanayini is also Chayrim Mitzvah. The one would be Mitzvah to the demon. Moshin is a Machlekes in Hishen. According to this opinion, that one cotton is Mitzvah. Even a cotton Mutah Barit, Mamash Atinu, it doesn't mean it's a Lamed. The cotton Mutah Barit doesn't mean it's a Lamed. He's a Mamash in the crib. He doesn't know what's happening wrong. He's sleeping. But nonetheless, Rabbi Shiva already says that it's Mitzvah. That's the whole discussion in Shulchan Aruch. So the Mechaber writes that when a Chazan repeats the Shemana Eshi, he says, Chazan HaShem, you have to make sure, you have to be careful, that you have nine people answering Amen, and if not, Korv HaDol will be a Tzrichos of Baruch HaLatol. It could be that the Chazan's Zorach is a Baruch HaLatol. So that's the question in the later question, what does that expression mean? Korv HaDol, what does that mean? Korv HaDol is saying, Tzrichos of Baruch HaLatol. It is a Baruch HaLatol. It says, it's almost like, what does that mean? It's almost doesn't count. What does it mean? So the Prisha on the bottom of the tour writes a comment on the Lashon of the Mechaber, what the Mechaber wrote in the Shulchan Aruch. It's a good Mechaber, that means that it's a fair thing to do, it's terrible, but it's not really a Brachel of Atom. If then you have a resident, you're entering on it, it's okay. So some of the later parts can bring your life in this whole discussion. But the Rabbi Natam and the Tzaitis Men Chazman Aruch says that we do talk to like Rabbi Shur ben Levi, who says that if you have nine people who are first by Mitzvah and the tenth one, is a cotton mutter bar mitzvah. Mom is a little baby in a crib. He can start to live. The cotton mutter bar mitzvah doesn't answer running. You see the fairy says you can say chazor at hashas, and it's not a problem at all. Rabbi Joe says that it's not a proper thing. You should always try to have nine people answer. And even if you disagree with Rabbi Natan, Rabbi Natan himself lay off the mitzvah, says that Rabbi Natan never did it to halacha l'maaseh. Even if he passed it to others. They have the children of Rabbi Natan that he sent to Chachmei Bari, to one of the communities in Italy, in southern Italy, they used to ask Geshayla to go up in the town, and he sent a lot of shoes called Champo and Barry. I don't know where they are, but that's where the Shem is called. So he sent the children to Bala Ezra's court. He sent the children to the Chachmei Barry, and look at the mighty that they called him. Isn't Star coming? He had sent her. Isn't Star coming? He himself lay out the mighty. He himself didn't want to go with that sheep because he says the minig in his country, it's in France and Germany, minig was there were never in South Africa. Even if you hold that law, it's not like every Shema lady. But it's not for this reason, not because the cotton is not anything wrong. For this reason, our cotton is not expired. But in that upset, the Mishkan says that if you reject the Shema lady, it's not over this liquidity because he's not answering Roman. To get a cotton is a little later, he didn't answer Roman. He's also not in South Africa, he's a cotton, that's why. But the issue of answering Roman, you see, was not confessed. That didn't really bother them, even though you only have eight people answering on. That's the right at the first English. So here is the Shiloh, the Rosh speaks about the Rosh in his the Piskei Rosh on the Gemara, learns that the next third, the Eden is the Raya, when the Kotman is leaving Cheder, the kid says, Kadisu Rabban, if you have a minion, I'll send you down there. So he says, Kadisu Rabban. So that's the Shiloh, how can he say? And the children of the Rosh, the quote in the other day, the children of the Rosh says, so why do they institute the whole idea of Kaddish Yasam? On behalf of the Khan, the Gvedim Dana Fanam, so they want to say Kaddish Yasam, then on behalf of the Khan, they don't know the Fanam. So how can the other Khan say Kaddish? If you're going to hold that the Khan is not in the to the Minyan, like the other Rishon holds not in the to the Minyan, according to the Khan says that the only one who can say Kaddish is the one who is in the to the Minyan, because the one who says Kaddish also has the status like a Shreya. I don't want Kaddish to Skabo. Or Kaddish, in between Yishtabach and Gechati Kaddish of the Zabin. Right. If you're like the Chacham says, the even Kaddish Yosem is also set up like a Shlef Tibur, the Hachem of Rosh says that a Chacham can say the Kaddish, he has to say either one thing or the other. Either the Rosh holds Nikar as in like the Rabbi Natan, that Chacham is Mishtabach and Minyan, but he's part of the Minyan. Or you have to say Chaylik and the Chacham says that, and he holds like the Chacham Yosem. But even an Isha can say Kaddish, but in order to say Kaddish, you need that there should be a Minyan there, but I'm not the Shlech Tzibah, then I should have to be one of the Ninyan. Only to serve as a Shlech Tzibah, then you require that you have to be one of the Ninyan. So he holds like that in the time, he's assuming that there have been a time that a cotton is in the Ninyan. One cotton is in the Ninyan. One cotton is in the Ninyan. So he's part of the Ninyan.
Why should Yishuv be different than a Rebbe comes? Because Mrs. Bakalishi also was a Rebbe himself, not the Yishuv.
I don't know, there's a Kela. Right, on this Gemati, how much there have been a time that one cotton is Mitzayat to the Minyan and one Eved is Mitzayat to the Minyan? One Eved. So one Yishuv should be the same?
No.
That's the Machalek of Rishayim. The Mordechai quote. Mishnah Berurah quotes the Mordechai, that's the Machalek of Rishayim. Is one Yishuv Mitzayat?
Okay.
No, that's why you don't bench the women together.
You don't bench the women with the
women. Yeah. That's the same thing.
The Eved and the Kotel have a potential. The Eved and the Kotel have a potential of the
Yishuv. And the Yishuv is
cut over.
No, no.
Okay.
The Yishuv preaches. That's right. Okay. That's right. Okay. The events are a different time. Okay.
The Yishuv are important for Yishuv to be sanctified.
Right.
One of the beggars on the street, she's in there, not in her husband's sanctified.
There's
another
she should pay it, and the other person should pay it.
The sheep of Hazel, the sheep of Hazel.
Yeah. But they didn't all have the status again. Well, right, that a ger is permitted to marry a mamzer. So why does it say, we're all ger, we're all descendants of ger? Not so. That the first generation doesn't count. Only one to have the status again are those who converted get the mamzer. Right, so they don't have, right, so they have the status of Yisraelim. They didn't have the status of Gair. Anyone who's Mizgair after Matan Torah has the status of a Gair. But the Zolishan who is Mizgair, they're not so Gair. Otherwise, we would all be Mutter and Mary Mamzer. The difference of a Gair marries a Gair, it's even 100 years later, and then I tell you, you're permitted to marry a Mamzer. So everyone is descendants of all Gair, we're all descendants of Gair. So because that has to be the answer, that the Zolishan of Gair doesn't count. Only the Gair who are Mizgair left the Matan Torah. So I for the camera with the Atachos?
No.
In my color. The contemporary posting have truth at that time. Yes, not and others have truth. If one of them didn't show up, can you say to them, well, the pastor said that not? Pastor said, you say it to both here together. We have a din of Amharis when we get to deny. The Gemara has one of the name of Amharis, you're not Mitzarifim to a bench with women, you're not Mitzarifim to a minion, you're not Mitzabalatis, the Gemara says, then you have another din, the whole thing, the whole Mitzichs of the mind. It's a Gerv of the Rabbanah that if you try to say it, it's like you and Eric, it's certain. And Amharis, even though he says he was Mafish from the Mitzarifim, and he's weird and everything, you don't believe him, and you have to be Mafish the Mitzarifim all over again. And that's a Shaila. What about, and the only one, and who has the status, there's a success here, we're going to get the new thing up into the woman, not because I'm from India, not because later. Here, it's only if the person is clearly labeled as an Amar. Whoever is not an Amar doesn't have that thing. There's a success. Then by deny, whoever is not a Chaver, you have to have one was Mekabel Chaver. One has to be Mekabel, like a Ger Habobi, his guy has to come in the presence of the Bezmer three. That being a Kabbalah mitzvah in the presence of the Bezmer three. It is an institution of Chaver. And more than that, we label everybody as an Amoret, and that is Mekabel Dibi Chaver. But if Mekabel Dibi Chaver is in the presence of Shlosha Chaver, then he no longer has the status of an Amoret. So that's the Shana Beretab is known as that. No one is a Chaver. The whole institution of Chaver has collapsed today. So everyone should be back into this category of Amoret when he gets acknowledged. We don't have the institution of Chaver. You have to be the Kabbalah, in order to be considered a Chaver, you have to be the Kabbalah Chaver in the presence of three Chaver. You have to come to like a peasant, and have to promise to observe all the things of our precious nights. So you don't, nobody does that, but so you know you need to keep when there is a skill. So you say, you're pretending you eat from there as well. So how can you eat from there? Let's say you go to the store, and it says that everything is gemited by the Mashgiach from the Batat, from the Rabbanut. So how can you rely on the fact that the Mashgiach was an Afrish, but he's not a Chavar? Whoever doesn't have the status of a Chavar, then he gave to deny, has the status of an Amar. It's not like over here.
Well, he is a higher thing than a Rav.
No.
So the Rav is, you don't think he doesn't have all the tax Moshe Rabbeinu, is that what you're saying?
No. The Gemara has like this, and the Shnayim has like this. If a person is a Yosha B'Yeshiva, let's say a person is a Malama Tzorah L'Acherim, so then the Dinah, he has the status of a Chavar, even though he was never in the Kavu Chavarim, in the presence of others. Let's see, if he goes to visit a friend is on the Rebbe, or someone else who is a Ma'abit Tzorah B'Yashim, so you're allowed to take his word for it that he's not the Chumut the Ma'isis, even though he was never in the Kavu Chavarim. But if you visit a plain religious person, very religious person who works for a living, most people are told, I'm not the one that's in Yeshiva. Most people work for a living. So if you visit a religious person, the issue should be that they all have the status of Amharis, unless they're Mekabah Haderis in the presence of three. No one was Mekabah Haderis in the presence of three. You can say that everybody has this, everybody except for those on the Ramadi Torah affair, everybody has the status of Amharis, as long as they're not going to get to this din. This din is only to know that you have to ascertain that he has the status of Amharis. Not to be Mekabalatis, and not to be Mekabalatis in Tormanian, and not to be Mekabalatis in Mezunas. That's only if he actually is an Amor. But the shame is that a woman wants to be in a marriage on nitrous. So either she has to marry a father, that's the original thing, or she's called a father. She's married to a father, even though she personally was never in the Kaaba Chaver, in the presence of three Chaver, since her husband is a father, that's good enough, or she's called a father. Well, she herself was in the Kaaba Chaver, in the presence of three Chaver. But that's the shame. What do you do? The man is there, and nobody was in the Kaaba Chaver, so the only ones he can trust on nitrous are those who are not being taken care of, are loving. Those are the status of Yeshiva, that's the din. One is Malam Tzara. Do we have to reinstitute the whole thing or not? So the Aruch HaShulchan was writing in Europe. He didn't live in Eretz Yisrael. He wrote the Aruch HaShulchan Ha'asrit. That's the time of Mashiach that came and he writes the whole Aruch HaShulchan. What's going to be? Going to be Lachim Kavranus and all the din of Matsuna and all the din of Matsuna and Maishir. So in his section, the Aruch HaShulchan Ha'asrit, Matsuna and Maishir, he raises the question, what are we going to do? We're going to come back there to Israel, and nobody's going to be a chaver, so everybody's going to have the status on us. So what are we going to do? So he says, the whole institution of chaveres has collapsed already. So we revert back to the din d'arayis, and the din d'arayis is the rech v'en and yisur. It's the man of the religion too. He's a chaveres, and a fresh assumed with the mitzvah. That's how the chaveres also assumed like that, al-tipashtus. And there are those who assumed otherwise. And there are those who assumed otherwise. I remember when I visited that Bell Salvation, and there was a son in Yerushalayim many years ago, so he gave me a bottle of Abir Bira, and he said that you see, he showed me on the bottle, this is made with grains and foot flour. He said, that's the only thing you can give me. He said, you can't give me any grapes, can't give me anything that needs a half crush of tuna and ices, because you're not allowed to believe me. You're not allowed to trust me that I was not with tuna and ices, because no one was Makabal Dina Chaver. It happens to be a little bit of an exaggeration, because when you look at Mahavishtara, that's an exception to the rule. The one is Malamitara Barabim, doesn't have to be Mekabdar. So he was exaggerating, it's not a question about Nidus, he was a Malamit. Doesn't matter, Givaldiga Malamit or Shachim Malamit. One is Malamitara Lachem, doesn't have to be Mekabdar. But he used to exaggerate in order to bring across his point that he thought not like the Aruch HaShulchan, not like the Chazanish, he thought that there's none of that, no one is a Chaver. That he thinks that the institution of Amoris has not collapsed and the Dinim still applies. The Gerd of Rabban still applies. So Elim is like the Aruch HaShulchan HaKadosh. But he assumed that this whole Gerd of the Rabban, that everybody has the status of Amoris, unless the Mekabel Dinim HaKadosh, he assumed that it no longer applies to this man. It's another kind of a Chavah. Another kind of a Chavah.
No.
If the husband is a father, then you assume the wife is a husband.
It's the religious people, you know, that they're the doctors and doctors.
And generally they're the truth.
And generally they're the truth.
No, no, no.
So the man is ever make go, that no one is a chauffeur. If you know they're a make go, they will revert back to the people that didn't get righteous. The level of the religious Jew, we think that he's observant, but he's here, he's a fuckwit. If he's not observant, if he's religious in other areas, but we know we think he's mizahu in this area, then the Mishnah says in Christ, I'll push it all, I'll go, I'll go, I'll go, I'll go, I'll go, I'll go,
yeah, but let's say the person keeps cautious and they don't keep tariff on the stock.
So we know they keep cautious, so they're not working cautious. Or let's say they keep tariff on the stock, they don't keep cautious. A lot of people out there, they keep tariff on the stock, they don't keep cautious. So they're not working in the area, that is, they believe in the area, tariff on the stock, they believe to check the mixer, let's say, they wouldn't be believed to give out water. So they themselves are not working cautious, but they believe in the area of our water, but they're observing. Yeah. No, we don't say such a good mayor out like that. A member of the Reverend is Dina Kakum with Allah Tayyip Kuna, but we don't pass him like that mayor. We pass him only a Chashan Allah Dova, the Don of Allah Nidah. In that area that the person doesn't observe, he's not that blessed. In the other areas, to the extent that he observes, he believes. Sometimes that person keeps kosher, but they're not so learned that they don't really know what it means to keep kosher. They're fine, but they're not blessed to the extent that they understand. To the extent beyond their understanding of kashrus is so you just guess it. They themselves don't know what they're talking about when they say that it's kashrus. Ignore a comment on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if you eat non-kosher food, then you're not mitzvahed for ben shmizunim. But if you ate kosher food, then you're not mitzvahed. So what the Mishnah gives the examples of kosher food. The Mishnah says that if you ate my tashen is a heg the shemizu, if you eat my tashen chutz li yishalayim, that you would never pay there, but that's non-kosher, you didn't eat there. If you eat hegdish without being paid there, so that's an eat from your ila. If you eat my tashen chutz li yishalayim, that you weren't paid there, that's mitzvah. So if you eat my tashen a hegdish, which one is the kosher food, my tashen is a mikamashua. Kosher is kosher, but what's the chidish? My tashen is a hegdish yishalayim. So the Gemara says, no, must be telling the chidish, that even though you were paid that and you never gave the chaymesh, that's the Gemara on the top. On the top of Nen Zayin and Bey, the Mishnah tells me that the Tzadzek of chaymesh is not Miyake in Tzidyon. That's the Gemara has another Mishnah to hold on. Tzad Kol Kosher. Even though it's not exact, even though it's not 100%, that the proper way to do Tzidyon is to be measured, to give care of the chaymesh, but even if you didn't give the chaymesh, but you have it in Tzidyon. Then the Gemara asks later, the Mishnah gives an example of non-kosher food, yet my tisheni, the head of the shalei nisu. Shalei nisu, take up this. Write the pshita. Let it just say, if you ate kosher food, you mitzar, only if you ate kosher, you mitzar to zima. If you ate the iser, you're not mitzar to zima. What does the Mishnah have to bother to give me recognize all the mishalim, my tisheni, the head of the shalei nisu? So the Gemara says, no, the Mishnah wants to tell me a chibish, by the my tisheni, the head of the shalei nisu, means shenivdu, but if you ate this, you're a chasam here. On Mem Zayin on the base, the Gemara has the narrow lines and the wider lines and the very wide lines. So the medium-sized line is on the fourth line. Was it a little further? It's the fifth line. My Tashay Yipshit, so the Gemara writes, Zichar, the Chiddush and the Mishnah is to learn this to Chassam. When the Tashay Shalei Nivdur means, you did do the Tidyon, but it's not 100%. So sometimes if you did the Tidyon, it's not 100%, it is good. If you didn't add on the Chaim, you should be able to take it as good. But here we're talking about a opinion that the Yevad is no good. What's the example? The Gemara gives two examples. That by my Tashani, the Allah has that Shabbat Chesed is not Chesed. The Gemara says in Kala Tarakura, Shabbat Chesed is Chesed. When you get married, the Kibushin Chesed, you give a ring. You don't have to give cash. So Shabbat Chesed is Chesed. Let's say when you make Tidyon Adem, you don't always give cash. A lot of times they give a Becha, they give a jewelry, they give something that Shabbat Chesed, Shabbat Chesed is Chesed. In Kala Tarakura, with three exceptions to the rule. So one of the three cases is Tidyon Adem Shani. So the Pasuk says, with Tzadah Kesef Yavecha, you need to have the Kesef. Shabbat Kesef is not accepted. And the other exception to the rule is Masa Tashekel. When you give Masa Tashekel, you have to give Daf Kira Kish. And the third is that in the Rabbanah, when you purchase an Ela Tria, it's a very Rabbanah, you have to pay in cash in Yerushalayim. When you buy the Ela Tria, you cannot pay with Shabbat Kesef. That's what's in the Rabbanah. But the Gemara says, if you pay with the Masa Sheni using any Shabbat Kesef, Asimon is not acceptable. Even an Asimon, which is the coin, but it doesn't have the Tura Samadzeya. Tavua on it, it's almost cash. It's still not acceptable. You have to have Daki Kesef Sheshon's Tura.
And when they play the Hegdish, Tikkun Hegdish he can do with Shavuot Kesef. Tikkun Hegdish is not as common as Tikkun Hegdishin. Tikkun Hegdish you can use in the Talmud, but you can't use Kant Azara Mishkor. It's a Mishnah service. When you do Tikkun Hegdish, just like Tikkun Haben. You cannot fulfill Tikkun Haben if you play with Kant Azara Mishkor. So the word Dinami says, Echein Hegdish, when you're making Tikkun Hegdish, you cannot use Kant Azara Mishkor. So what if somebody would play the Hegdish, the Karka? So that's not valid figure. So that's what the Mishnah is alluding to. I have a loaf of bread and I ate a sandwich and I want to know my mistakes is even this loaf of bread was Hegdish, or this loaf of bread, let's say, was my Tashemi Chutzim Shalayim, and I was told that I wasn't told 100%. What if I wasn't told 100%? I was told with Shevet Kesef instead of Kesef, which by my Tashemi is not acceptable, or I was told with Kaka Von Mishperes by Hegdish, which is not acceptable. So that's an example of, you were paid it, but it's not 100%, and it's awesome. So that's what the Achrenim asked. What do you mean you were paid it's not 100%? Well, garnish is garnish. Nothing is zero. By the other case, so he was paid it, he gave care, he didn't give garnish. He was paid it, it's not 100%. He's the kind of mitzvah, shalom v'shalim musa. The garnish is not miyak in India. He didn't fulfill the mitzvah v'shalim musa. He would have given the care of the garnish, he would have had the mitzvah v'shalim musa. On garnish is shalom v'shalim musa. What's over here? What do you mean? By the Chaimish.
Yes.
So Gavala, I say, we're thinking of Tal, but he didn't do Chaimish. But over here, the Chaim is garnish. If you play the Maitreshani on Asimun, it's nothing. If you play the Hegdish on Kaka, it's nothing. What if the Maitreshani says, should he do it? Well, in this case, he'll close it up zero. Mamish lay Nisu. Good Moyo.
Okay. Okay. So you have a kasha to then, it should be good. The first bit that he ate is good. Did he get?
Has bushels and bushels of Mike Shaney on his house in Tel Aviv, on his house in wherever. And then he goes to Yerushalayim and he comes to a store and he says, give me $20,000 worth of salami sandwiches and I'll give you my house in Tel Aviv, which is worth $20,000. But that should have been good. So the prophet says, no, you can't be paid to my Zesheni, I can't. Can't even be paid on the top of it. And that's his mom's record. And in Hegdish, you can be paid on the top of it, but can't have on the store as well. Because that's the question that I heard in this. What does the Gemara say? The Lashon and the Gemara is then. It's a Yidzuk of a Yidzuk Yochatzam, it wasn't 100%, and that's what the Mishnah tells me, that's not... Well, no, it's not 100%, it's not even... So the Rabbi Chava has, they have a collection of letters that the Rabbi Chava used to practice in Europe before the war used to be, but all the Talmidim, and all the Yeshivas, both in Lithuania and in Galicia, and I told them all over, you need to send letters every day to the Rabbi Chava, with Kashis, with Shavas, and Hakachainik all the time. And he used to send double postcards because he couldn't pay for the check. He couldn't pay for the postcard. He was that
broke. Yeah.
So he used to send a double postcard, return mail, and he would report the check, and he would write back a check. So they tried to keep on printing every copy, and they print a whole collection of these letters. There are tons of letters that he mailed all over the world. So one of the collections of letters that was printed years ago in New York, that's the Tosfos Panei, the New York edition, it was printed originally in New York, someone asked him on his Gemara, so he says, yeah. So he writes the Chiddush. He says he understood this Gemara to mean the following. Let's say this is Hegdish. This is Hegdish. And somebody wants to be paid. So he makes out a check and he gives the check to the giver. So the check is shtar. So that's not legitimate way to be paid. So if the giver says this sells for half a dollar. A couple of things sells for half a dollar. Walks in an offer, I put it. So the guy makes out a check for half a dollar. He gives it to the giver. And he gives it to the I can't give you the fee because it's not a valid opinion. So when a guy comes, he gives the half a dollar. Kiddush. Or he gives whatever, a lollipop. He gives a calculus. He goes, tiger. Who gets the cup of tea? So the Rosh Hashanah says, the first tiger. He says, the first one was paying the cup of tea. Just as a Hegdish. If Usha's Hegdish didn't go off, it still has Usha's Hegdish. Or when you have Mike Hashanah. Let's say I have a cup of wine of Mike Hashanah. A cup of wine Mike Hashanah sells, let's say, for $2, whatever. If somebody comes to buy the cup of wine, so he gives a $2 check, a check for $2. No good, yeah. He gives up the cash of Shiesha, a check is no good. Another person comes and he says, I'm putting down $2 to be paid to the Maitre Sheni. So who gets the Maitre Sheni? So he says, the first guy gets the Maitre Sheni. The first one was trained and didn't want it, he bought it. You can retrain that, you can retrain that moment is. The Roman goes with the check, why not? That's good, call it Tarakun is good. If I look at the Kedusha, Hegdish won't go away, and the Kedusha's Maitre Sheni won't go off. But you have to wait until some fellow is going to come to do it. Take the pidyon, to take off the kedushas hegdish, and to take off the kedushas maizah sheni. But once it takes it off, then I say, who wins the moment? The first one is kind of.
That's a highly questionable fish.
Very sharp, yeah, very sharp. The cook is, I like that. It's very sharp. The question is, it like thousands? The pashtus is, you can't, what are you selling hegdish?
How do you separate it?
Yeah, how do you separate? The pashtus is that pidyon hegdish name, fine. But the halacha says that you can't deploy a hegdash on karka b'mshot, but you can buy it. And if the halacha says that you can't deploy them, I say, shame you, by using either shavu kes or asid dava kes. I mean, not only does it mean that the kedusha is not proper, it means that the transaction of the moment also doesn't go either. The pashto says, yeah, it doesn't get off the ground, the pashto. But the Rabbi Chava was bothered by this kashi. Why the Gemara uses the halacha, shenibdu v'la nifut yehochatam, and he came up with this finished mitzvah, and he holds that it's so endless, he says, and this is the issue of Anishver, Rashi, and another resistant, but let's see it. The Gemara has the makhlegs of Yechon and Eshlokish and Tayyak HaZoha. How are you kind of a talpun in the Natar? So the Eshlokish holds that Mishlichim is for Rashi, it's not Natar, it's a Fasig in the Chumash. You speak to the Sinikim, so on the Sefer, I'll call him the Yad, and the Sefer, I'll call him the Yad, the Yad. And we do have Bor, Mishlichim, all this. That's the kingdom in Atera. I've always shared the kingdom in Atera. And we passed most of the Rishonim passed in like Rabbi Yechon, again Fish Wafish, that the Atera was saying, and the Sheikh is only Tafan and Rabban. Either Pasid Miyad, it doesn't mean the Sheikh and Hagbor. The Pasid means that you're talking about the Tafan, something that is handed over, but it doesn't imply that you're kind of with the Sheikh and Hagbor, the Sheikh and Hagbor and Rabban. So the Shad is Gerig Rabbi Yechon and get his sheet to furnish. Okay, he's not that Pasid. The Shloka says that the Mashiach and Mufresh is Min Atayra, the black and white parts of the commission, they think the Min Kwanzech are kind of the Yad and Misech, or the Ranik to the Yad Yad. Rabbi Yechon doesn't call the prophet. He just says that the Atayra was kind of the Din Be Arayt is, Din Be Arayt is often not my prophet, so there's the prophet. So the Machlech is Rashi and Taisus. So Taisus says, you don't need a prophet to swear. It's a story, you pay money, you kind of. And the Gemara has in different places, Lamali Kroh, Svarahu, whatever the Svarahu, you don't need a prophet. And then he calls this, and that's a compelling story. Who doesn't pay the money? It's kindness. In fact, the Atarim is kindness, but Atarim means it's a compelling story. And Rashi holds that this story is not so compelling, and Rashi says, no, it's a prophet. Where is there a prophet that says that the Atarim is kindness is a prophet state? And also not cast to the Kumbo. The prophet, Pasig in Hegdish, is the prophet that indicates, let's think in Hegdish, if you buy the Hegdish by paying money. So you see that the Atarim is kindness, that's a Rashi, right? So Rishayin is kind of Rashi, but there is a special din. That's a special newfangled halach of pig and hegdish. That doesn't go with all the normal gedarim of kinyan mois and kolot arzun v'haraya. When you're doing pig and hegdish, you can't do on karka avodah mishpavah. What if I'm buying other things and I want to pay with avodah, I want to pay with... You can say, use whatever you want. So how can Rashi say that we're learning out from that pasuk and also not care to the Congo? We're learning out from the deriving from the parsha of pig and hegdish. The law is trying to go out there and call us our kula. But it doesn't correspond. The dinim are not the same. So the Rabbi Shabbat says, no, the dinim are the same. When you buy with karka, avodah mishpavah, you buy the hegdish. If it remains kodesh, it remains kodesh. So you have to, someone has to come and
do a second pidyon,
but you do. So someone has to do a tzveita pidyon to be mafkir the kedusha. But if someone is going to do the second pidyon to be mafkir the kedusha, whoever gave the karka avodah mishpavah the first time, he took it, the kinyan is to him, he wins. He says, other of it. He says, this Gemara is Niyashi Zag Rashi. Now he understands the Rashi. Yes, the first is in the Rashi. This is later here. The Rashi is going to finish. I don't know. That's what it says. Come out for the mission. That is going to finish. That's exactly what it is. And the mission says that a Goy is not Mitzahar for the next Gemara. Goy? Shisa? I find a guy who wants to say grace after his meal, and is a minor for you. He's a guy. So what's the harm in it that he can insult you to view? I know he's a guy. But the Lord says no. They take him up sheet on a very wide line. That Mahachna Asil is out of here. He's a great Sabbath. But he's in the middle of the conversion process. He didn't finish yet. In order to become a Jew, you have to have a Utsviva. What if he only did one without the others? I'm a Chlekeh Tafanoim in the Vomit and Terek HaChelei. One time, everybody reads that with Hatzili Mitzvah Tzvila. How was that about? We learned that from Sukkot and Chumash. That he did have that, his guy has to have Mitzvah Tzvila and Korban. And the Mara said, it's not a Zer, that we don't have a Zer. Mitzvah Tzvila and Korban is not the applicable. It's not a Mitzvah Tzvila, how to have Mitzvah Tzvila with the Korban.
What's the Mitzvah Tzvila and Korban? There was a big machlokes in Europe about that.
There was a goy who converted and he couldn't be, he wasn't allowed to have a mila. So he said, Pitzel at Panavision was Machadesh. Pitzel at Panavision was a Rosh Hashiva. It was a Rav Etam. But he was known there as a Rosh Hashiva. So Pitzel was Machadesh that he can become a gear with me with Zila, with several Zan and Mitzvah. And this guy had a factory, he was a very wealthy person, and he had the Ksav Gear was on the wall, hanging on the wall, but Rav Yitzchak would find it that he became a gear with Zila. So Rav Chaim Moshe came to visit him, then he should give money to the yeshiva. And everybody knew that he was a gear, but they didn't know exactly what the background is. But Allah Kala Maitre, we don't rely on his tradition. That was one that had a big machlokes. They had a few traditions, Allah Kala Maitre, that the other Gdolim were very opposed to. This thing was extremely opposed to. You know, Rav Pesach Frank has a tshuva, he's already more conventional. He has a tshuva, he also tries to say on that. And Rav Nehem also has a tshuva about this. He also says that they would start to say that a Gdolim, you cannot undergo Mila, maybe you should be able to become a gear with just like the man is so the carpet is on the office, so the person has some kind of medical condition and he can't undergo Milo, so maybe he can become a gear with that too. So the Chaim Moshe held it is absolutely out of the question. A fish man of Bina, the Rebbe Tzatzka, has a safer dog to possess it. He writes in his safe also, he was before Chaim Moshe and all this, 100 years before. He writes a double pressure that is one table in the Vosotis. It's impossible. He just clears a shayla, if the guy wants to convert, if he's permitted to put his life into Shakona, he's allowed his life in Ephesus to Yimsa. If he wants to become a guy, he's allowed to undergo Mila, take a chance that he may die. He wants to cripple, maybe yes. If he doesn't do the Mila, because the medical consideration, so he's going to certainly remain a guy. The short double portion of
it.
No, it was not written. Sometimes this is a different thing. A boy had already had circumcision before accomplishing the gay. Now he wants to become a gay. So that's a machlekes from the Gemara, machlekes d'Tanan. So you have to have a father gamble. So we are machmen in itself. You have to have a father gamble, so you don't say a gracha.
I believe that the
No. The other issue is then they never would have done the circumcision.
And then he got a letter or whatever. It was done, or was born, whatever it is. But they were in the
Yankee.
And they wouldn't have been after anymore.
I don't know about that. Or a
certain
thing. That's a certain thing. But like a Satanai in the Himalaya, but a year I've gone to his guide, the Shehun Mohu. He really was circumcised to Lodosh and Geru, whether he needs that type of something. But he needs something, he's not going to be like that. I don't know, could you make us to say that the Gerov would be hard with that? Okay. Anyway, this is for sure that you need Milan Tfilah. You know, just has an Achleik with Satanai, but they're both Ma'akir and Ha. So one opinion, they appreciate this in the Tana. One Tana doesn't think that only the Milan Ma'akir, the Tfilah is not Ma'akir. One opinion is Sakir, only the Tfilah is Ma'akir. That's by women. A woman is a girl, so she needs a Tfilah. But by men also, all you need is Tfilah, you don't need Milan. Tfilah is like a Tfilah, the Mitzvah is Shnei Mutzah. And again, I thought this guy should do Milan Tfilah. But yeah, because he only does Tfilah good. And we passed in not like either of these sheepers, we passed in after both Lee Cooper, the third sheep of Satana. Machlekes, three sheepers, and we passed in. So the Gemara says maybe that's what the Mishnah is driving at. Halachri, Ein Zami Malov doesn't mean a goy, a goy gomer. He says where he did one without the other, or he did the second without the first. He either did the Mila, he did the Tzimah. And although the last time I know, I love the opinion that people alone make you, but people alone make you, maybe the mission comes to tell us that not so. That's how we pass it. But if life has been done, then actually I'm a vehicle. We have to have both together. There is a label. Normally, you first do the needle of the shenjir, then you do the seal. That's the proper way to first do it. So there are four. So there are then zombies on that island of grace, and the first half of the oil shows from the Gemara there, But although, let's say you have a Goy who had a circumcision, not to shame Mila, for medical purposes, for health reasons. But the Goy undergoes circumcision, not for the purpose of Goyers, he still has the status of an Ora. Not only is he still a Goy, he is still considered an Ora. That's why the fact that he's in is called Ora Goyacha Goy, and not only is he called an Echo Ora, but he's a called Ora also, he's an Ora as well. What happens, however, the Rashi says, if a Goy had a circumcision with Shane David, but he never finished. And he waits for 20 years till he completes it. So he says that no 20 years in between, even though he's a Goy, Gomor, but he's not considered an Oral anymore. Since the Nemo was done with Shane David, he has a Gomorrah, that final day, and he's no longer considered an Oral. Then Kovacar is not allowed to eat. Yeah, then Kovacar is not allowed to eat.
Two lobs and one lob.
I'm not going to eat one lob.
It's still enough.
It's still enough.
Yes, but they didn't tolerate it. So you got
to
go on
to the... Now, the Jango wants to say he has the status of a dead patient.
Okay,
so... This can eat. It's like a guy who's in the common law is not to violate each other's legal standards.
Okay, but it's not their
own thing. Okay, I guess I should blame that guy.
Even a good patient is open.
The patient wouldn't be a quality in the parish any
issue. No, a good patient is not right that guy.
I mean, if somebody who's now is both in trouble yet,
which isn't the
tradition. The way we talk to me, it's both not good. The tradition will not be tough. Right? But they remain not only Goyim, they remain our Elim. They remain our Elim as well. That's a big discussion in our training. When the Torah says, Kol Benecha L'Yocha Boy, is that a prohibition on the non-Jew who eats the Korban Pesach? Or is that a prohibition on the Jew who feeds him the Korban Pesach? Maybe it's a prohibition on the part of the non-Jew who comes daily, that he's not allowed to eat Korban Pesach. said that this guy was master to the Romans, and he would tell them all the Jews who were captive to the Romans. So the children become like, the question, it's the same as the Gemara. The Gemara in the beginning of the story is problematic. Why did they kill the guy who fooled the Jews into selling them every year a stick of bread from the Kabbalah? So that's how the Gemara is. That's how the Gemara is. This is interesting, because the Gemara speaks about a non-Jewish woman who is pregnant. The Gemara Nevamos HaFayinchai speaks about a Nachlis Mubele, Shemin Gaira, a non-Jewish woman who is pregnant, she's pregnant in the midst of a Shem Gaira. So the Gemara says, when the baby is born later, the baby will not require Tila again, because the Tila that the mother had will go look for the baby. The Gemara says, how can it be? Oh, so the Gemara says, you'll do the Yerachim, or it's not fun. What if you'll do the Lav Yerachim, or isn't the mother's body a chatzitza for the baby? So the Gemara says that it's not. The Gemara has a chidush and hope that chatzitza, why the mother's body is not constituted a chatzitza. So, the Gemara of Abadit, the leader of Tifrei Achenim, and the reason they're my brother to the Gemara, why does the baby need Tila at all in a mitzvah? When the baby is born, at the end of the 9 months, the mother is Jewish. Is it conceivable that a Jewish mother gives birth to a baby, non-Jewish baby? How can that be? Well, so some say it's conceivable. It takes 9 months to have a baby. So let's say she converted after 5 months. So they say the baby would have been a half Jew and a half God. The part of the pregnancy, that's how the Zohar of Ram has a whole, you can have a chassi, you still have a chassi, if you will have a chassi, you have a chassi in Korah, and then if you have a chassi, you have a chassi in Yisrael. If the mother converted, let's say after 5 months, so the first couple of months of pregnancy, the baby was a goat. The next couple of months of pregnancy, the mother was Jewish, the baby was Jewish, and the baby's born, you have a chassi, you still have a chassi, right? That's what the Gemara says, no. When the mother was tabled on the mikveh, so that tefillah was over for the baby as well. Okay. So there's a whole discussion on it. So sometimes, that's why Alta Rebbe should give someone a shemishkop, has it right there like this. Sometimes, when the baby is born, of course the baby is going to be Jewish. No question about it. If the mother doesn't have to be Jewish for her 9 months, if the shot later, that's a serious question. If the shot later, the mother is Jewish, so the baby is Jewish. So what's the whole circle in the Gemara, whether the mother is over for the baby or not? And sometimes it's not over. But now if you write in the Haaretz on the side of Yerudan, the Rebbe Rebbe, he writes, the only time we say that the Rila that the mother undergoes is over for the baby is if the baby knew the woman was pregnant at the time she was serving the mikveh. Let's say she let herself in, and they didn't know. It wasn't obvious. They didn't know. But then he says, when the baby was serving in the mikveh with the mother, there was no baby. He says, that's not a good gerus. The only time the tefillah is good, the shame gerus is, if the bezin knows, that's how the bezin is. Huh? So, let's say, so if the bezin, let's say, doesn't know that this non-Jewish woman who's been a guy in the midst of pregnant. So, although the tefillah is good for the mother, she has a bezin knowing, supervising her gerus, her tefillah. But there's no business supervising the tefillah of the woman, so the woman needs a tefillah later on. So that's a shame.
She's Jewish. She's Jewish.
One time that this thing, only the meal is not good. The seal is not enough. One time I hold that only the seal is not the meal is not enough. The only one is not what it needs both for. The answer is that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah of the Shmuel says that a gear and a gear should undergo both. So even if we happen to pass them at the both meal, the meal and the seal, but I can give you a hechatimt of a guy who became Jewish with his son, and in the meal and the seal are both not meal, and here's the case. The mother was a gracious woman who was pregnant, so she is not Jewish and the baby is not Jewish. Then she's the desire. And then when the baby is born, the baby is Jewish anyway, because how can you have a non-Jewish baby born to a Jewish mother? So the baby is Jewish, had a hechatimtza, the baby was not Jewish, and he's born Jewish, and he didn't need Nila or Tzila. And nonetheless, there's a mitzvah to do Nila or Tzila. That's like a coin to the Tana holds that Nila is not Ma'akir, but Tzila is not Ma'akir, the one he needed is not Ma'akir. Don't make that the mitzvah, I get it, how much guy has that? Here, when the baby is born to a Jewish mother, so the baby won't be Jewish anyway.
But still is a mitzvah that he should undergo the name of the tefillah. So the Gemara says he doesn't have to repeat the tefillah. He already had to do it a couple of months ago when he was inside the mother's body. If the says knew that the mother was pregnant, then not only is the tefillah oiler for the mother, but for the baby as well. If the says didn't know, after the women insist that he has to repeat the tefillah later, even though it wouldn't be yakid, not the mother, not the tefillah. The baby's born Jewish, he's Jewish. But originally the baby started off as a goy, and he became Jewish with a trick, with a son. With that mila or tefillah. So then we say both are just lahatchila. Both are just lahatchila. The past decision he didn't use that much money. Past decision he didn't use that much money. So the baby is Jewish anyway. The baby is not Jewish. And the mila is only in the same day of it. So you don't have to wait till the yom
hashoah.
The Gemara asked the Kasha, why not say the body of the mother should be chaytis on the baby? So the Gemara gives the Chiddush. It's a question exactly what it means. The Gemara says, it seems that the normal development of the baby, and it's necessary for the baby to remain alive. You have to have the mother's body surrounding it. Maybe today you can put the baby in an incubator, or better words, but on the normal circumstances, that's what keeps the baby alive, but that's not called the chaytis. So the person said, let's say a person has to be careful in the mix and he has some major wound and he has a whole medication, he has something wrapped around and he's going to take it off, the person's going to die. That's what it's like. So you think he has the murder, that's what the Bible says, you think he has the murder, but sometimes the end days that are necessary to take a separate sakana are not called khatsi. Sometimes they're not necessary to take a separate sakana, but whenever they are, so the person has kubis based on that demon. Then we more go through a new discussion. We more go to the Shiva ladies of the opinion that one custom or one ever is mitzvah to a minion. And the Gemara said the first, not only a minion for benching the zimun, a minion for davening as well. Places and the next up quotes the voracious rabba. Here on Memphis and others, they won't say this. So the minion quotes the voracious rabba, parish of Tariq Allah, where it says that this quote of the Shiva ladies, that's our center, you can be mitzvah or custom to a minion, if there's only one custom, that's only a limit of tension in the room, but not the government. So the other account is it's against the Talmud Bavli. Fine, the gracious job is chapter earlier. The other is Russian Mavra from a later period. So the gracious job is chapter from the Amorian. So you can find it's against the Talmud Bavli. You might think this is not makes an equation. The Tzaref one ever to tension in the room, but it's the same thing as Tzaref one ever to a minion. So the other account says, if you pass out and you show him a baby and he thinks that that is the thing, so the thing should be, you can even bring inside the cotton to a minion for davening as well. And he says that there was a practice that some Baalei had that one of them inside the cotton for a minion, if the other says, occur the other. So then he says, occur holding a chunish. The other time says, that's ridiculous, there's no walking whatsoever, why the chunish makes him into a chanitzer? If the chunish is not a chanitzer, so there's no walking around for a chunish. And he says, there's no source at all. And he says, even if you will find the source, which there isn't, he says, even if you will find the source somewhere, where it says that a cotton holds onto a secretary, that's only holds onto a... The whole Perek Ches and Pirkei Avner is talking about the soul of Yibar Hashem.
when the Beis Din declares Yom Hashana, there's going to be a Hashoah Tashkin. So it says that the Rebbeinu Shlomo gave this soul to the Malishim, he gave this soul to Shem Ben Noach, Shem Ben Noach had a yeshiva, and he later on transmitted it to Avraham Avinu, and then Avraham Avinu gave it to Yitzchok, and then Yitzchok was doing Yibra Hashem, and then Yitzchok gave it to Yankiv, and now Yitzchok didn't do the Yibra Hashem until after Avraham Avinu died. Father's alive, he didn't do it. After his father died, he did. And it's taken that lesson, says that's the passage from that big treasure, that it says Avraham Avinu died, and Yitzchok and Shmuel buried him, then it is. By his Baruch Elohim is Yitzchok, because the Russian gave a bracha. Where did they what? Where did they what? What was the bracha in connection with? The Rashi said he was Menachem Rabin. Rashi said he was another Shabbat. It doesn't say what he did there. Vayir achar yimoy yitzavron, vayir Baruch Elohim is Yitzchok, you know, vayir yesh yitzchom dava haylo, it doesn't say what happened. The Rashi says he means he came to be Menachem Rabin. That's how Rashi was. So the truth about Lezer Lange, this is Shabbat. So if the Avraham Avinu died, so the Rashi gave him the path to bring down the Hashoah Tashkina for the purpose of Seder Eber. So this Perek and Abduk and Rebbeza goes through the whole history of the world. But this Seder Eber, we don't explain what the Seder Eber is, that he bring down the Hashoah Tashkina. Then later on, Yitzchak gave it over to Yankee while he was still alive, because Yitzchak was the son in law. So it wasn't proper that Yitzchak should be Eber Hashan other than by Yankee. But then when Yankee Rabin was leaving Eretz Yisrael in the beginning, where it was about Yankee, he was going to do Eber Hashan to continue the Baruch Shalom Atit, and he says, no Eber Hashan of course. Even though the father is blind, let him do Eber Hashan. Then when Yankee Rabin returns back to Eretz Yisrael, says, the Baruch Shalom Atit, and he says, okay, now you can do Eber Hashan. Every other part that can finish has to do with Eber Hashan. That's what it is. So Tirka de Adlezer says to Machlezer Takamazin, how much of a Bezin do you require for this Yibur Hashana? So strictly speaking, it says that Yaisi says three. That's the Mishnah Sanhedrin. It says the Yibur Hashana, you start up with three, then you have five, then you have seven. But for the years that it improves the Shloshah of Mubarak, it's a Bezin of three, you said it is three. And the Adlezer... Okay. And then it says, Ablazer, this is the Shirka there, Ablazer. Ablazer says, no, you need a minion, because you want to bring a Hashoah Tashkina. So call the Hashoah Tashkina to Shari. If you want to bring down the Shkina to leave Hashana, you have to have a minion and less than a minion Tadmish. And what do you do if you don't have a minion? But it doesn't say you get a copy with the Sefer, it's like you bring the Sefer, and they all stand together in an eagle around the Sefer. They open up the Sefer, and the Chacham Shabraham says, mentions the Shem Hashem, doesn't explain, what he mentions the Shem Hashem? So some say that he says the Brichat Aterah. You don't have a minion in the same Brichat Aterah. He says the Brichat Aterah. Others say he starts to read the Parsha, and when the rock's turning around, they say the Aterah, and he starts, and they all turn it up to Parsha say, Acherish Yisabach HaMesh Chadashim, the Mitzvah, to the Acherish Yisabach HaShem, and then the Shechina will come down, and they will hear the Shechina reading the Pesukim, how come in the later generations we never heard it? But then the people of Lezer continue. But the Sefer HaRabim, the later generations are not worthy of it, so we haven't heard the Shechina read. But really, the Shechina is reading and wrong listening. In the earlier generations, they did hear. That's the principle of Lezer. Basically, they want to quote the whole thing as Mami's Christian tale. No one understands what's going on in Christian tale. But it's interesting, the Radal, on the side of the Pekin of Lezer was published by Abdavid Luria. A little over 100 years ago, in the New York, one of the Gdol Hunt. And there is, in the back of a lot of the sisters of Abdavid Luria. It's a great book. So the Radal and the Haoris points out that part of this Pekin of Lezer is alluded to in Masechet Sefrim. Masechet Sefrim quotes the Nusach HaBracha that the Tanaim used to recite when they would declare Yibur Hashem. And it's a very unusual. If you look at the Masechet Sefrim, from the bottom of this page, they have the Hadras Hadras. And the whole Masechet Sefrim is very, a lot of writing here. So they have quotes all the Hadras Hadras. So there's one, the Rakhai Malajan of Ezra was the most outstanding talent of the Zohar Gaon, and everything the Gaon said was Kedush HaKadosh. And here they quote, in the middle of the Hadras Hadras, for instance, they quote, Rakhai Malajan said, he didn't understand how could the Gaon be Madiya. If you look at the Masechet Sefrim, it's clear that they're driving at the following, that the Nusach HaBracha that the Tanan used to recite when the name Yibur Hashana was at the Aleph base. Baruch HaTeh Hashem Lekein Malach HaOlam. The next verse begins with Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, all the way to Tav. And the Vilna Gaon corrects the Gittin, so he says the whole Aleph base. And Rav Chaim Olam, in parentheses, of course,
Chayim Ravashi said it's a Kovat Tamura, what did he ruin the Aleph Bay? So what do you say with Mitzvah Chabot with such funny words? So part of that Aleph Bay, there, he said it's a Mitzvah. Part of that Mitzvah Chabot, and on the bottom of the page of the Masech and Sofrim, they tell you, in case you question what I'm thinking of the Gersa, they tell you, look in the Ramban and Paruch HaAdam, and in the Ran, in the beginning of the Shubhah, that they quote sections of this book. This crucial section appears there, the Ramban and the Ran, in the beginning of the Shubhah, Ramban and Paruch HaAdam is Paruch HaAdam. So the Ramban quotes this part, that they used to recite the block, and then they made it Roshana, that the Rebbeinu Shalom gave the human beings, the Chachamim HaKoyach, to make Yibra Hashara when they are the eagle, when they all stand together. So the question on the bottom don't know, what's eagle then eagle? What are you talking about? Why do they have to stand in a circle? So the Rabbi says, no, that's what it says. That's what it says in the Church of the Rabbi. When they used to be Yibra Hashara, they would stand in a circle. No, when they didn't have a minion, they would open up and say, stand here anyway. But even when they had a minion, they would stand in an eagle. They would sit in an eagle. So there in the Masech, the Sefer says...
Doesn't it be in the Sefer
Torah? Yeah, Bishloi Shama Adon Et Hashanah. That's the first time Rabbi Yehudi says. Mikra Yehudi Roi Nidus Kriish. Rabbi Yehudi says, you have to have Asura. What's that to say? There's no Asura? Because you what?
And the group of the Magen Avraham Hilchos Rosh Hashanah quotes the Dvar Rishonim Rabbeinu Litvak the Rav Nishani, and you say, Esther Derech Alei says, even if it's not the Yizna, if it's a Litvak the Rav. And the Taisus in Shabbat, that's all learned in them from a different place. Not at all based on Esther Derech Alei says. Not the Yizna, it's not Esther Derech Alei says. It's a verse of Chatzel Vishol Shetit, and gone from a different place.
But even though it's still the Tzidu of Zonu, the Rabbunah, still learning to say a Chatzel
Alei. That's what Taisus raises the issue here. The second Taisus on our God raises that issue. Maybe the Lunetta will have to get the same place. Maybe the Lunetta next week will discuss that way. And today's schedule we read the way Rivka was not able to have children, and Rivka was Mistaro. So the Nedish has a comment that you find that Sarah couldn't have children, and Rivka couldn't have children, and Rachel couldn't have children. Only Mars at the time. Shabbat Shabbat. So the Medrash says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was taught with that all of the Gemaras were Akaris, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Tavon of Tzilas and Shal Tadijim. The exception to the rule was that Leo was not an Akaris, so how can that, that's the question, how can Leo was? So there's a famous comment, I think, from the Dibna Magi, they say, and the next passage it says, Vayar Hashem Tisnu Aveya, Vayitzach Hashem Shrachmo, Verokal Akaris. So the Dibna Magi, I think they're saying his name, the Dibna Magi says, normal women are all able to have children. If a woman is not able, that's a yoke and a cow, that if a woman is not cow, she shouldn't have to be such a child. You should say, Hashem made it that Rachel was not cow. The prophet says, Vayitzach Hashem is Rachman, the Rebbe Shemayim is exception to the rule, and Leila Nes, that Leila should have a baby. And Rachel gets live in another cow. What does Rachel get live in? He says, Hashem told her it's Rachman show up. So he says, no, because the Yodos, they should have both been Akkar, because the Medrash insists that Chacham had this tradition. The only Yodos were supposed to be Akkar, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Tavon of Tzilas and Shal Tzadikim. It's because Vayar Hashem Tisnu Aleya, so he made a Yotzim in a closet, Vayitzach Hashem is Rachma. He changed it from what it should have been. But by Rachel, the Rachel Akkar, he did live in an Akkar. The way the original plan should be, they're all holy Yodos. The Chachamim understood that the union of Fila is not some. When you have a Torah, then you have to daven. So when things go away, you don't have to daven. We don't have Mashiach, so we daven for Mashiach. First, in, we know people who are sick. So you say, Refein Hashem, they're roughly. We planted, and we don't know if it's going to go. So we say, Baruch Alein HaShem HaGaz. Yes, we're so roughly. And when a person is wealthy, healthy, wealthy, and wise, when a person has to use his brain, he says, Chanei Mishadeh, Abino HaShem. Yes, to say. And when a person is healthy, wealthy, why do you have my problems and doesn't have to daven? So the Chachamim understood that after he's broken the Sabbath, he wrote in the Shulchan Aruch that it's an outrageous avodah of Hashem that a person should daven, but it doesn't make sense to daven or if you have to rochem. So the Rebbeinu Shalom sees to it that he wanted the Ovens and the Emorahs that they should have this avodah of Hashem in order to influence the rebellious and the Klal Yisrael. And that's how the Pasuk says, in the end of today's Sabbath, HaKol Kol Yankev HaYadani, they ain't so. So the Chacharim understood how Kol Kol Yankev is the Kerech HaTzimah. The Medrash understands. The Pasuk says that it sounded like it was Yitzchak asked Esav to bring him the Leo, he's in the Broche, and it sounds like the words that he was saying, you know, he couldn't see, but it sounded like it was Yankev. It didn't sound like it was Esav. That's the Pasuk says. But the Medrash has a famous comment, how Kol Kol Yankev goes on the Kerech HaTzimah, the brain's all happening. And the Medrash uses the Russian that in later generations, in older generations, they may saw Gavin. So Rafaich is Umnus Adesenu Diadenu. He swore back to the practice of our forefathers. This is called the Umnus Adesenu Diadenu, that the Ovis and the Emoi, the Rebbeinu Shalom wanted the Ovis and the Emoi should happen from plant this new beer in the Jewish people throughout all the generations, especially in the Tzima. And by Yetha, Yitzchak Lashem actually says, it's history of the Tzima. He's got an extra. He's got an extra, not come to God, but an extra like the Yishalmi says in the end of finance. What is Me'ilah all about? Me'ilah is not just the tefillah that you daven on Yom Kippur. The Mishnah says that Me'ilah is the tefillah that you daven on every time you see them. Whatever the Eitz Torah, official Eitz Torah, you have to daven on. What is Me'ilah all about? So the Yishalmi says, he's based on the Sukkim in Tanakh, which indicates, Gam, Kisavu Tefillah,
And then Yishamei Yudrech and Gomim Aleh, the Pasuk in the first parak in Yishai. What do you mean, Tamki Sarva Tzila? There's an enemy of Tzila, then there's an enemy of Nibit Tzila. And even if a person is not answered, if he's doubted at two times, he should be not of the Tzila, he stands a better chance of having his prayers answered. Like the Gemara says, that even on Tisha B'Av, it's Nutala Aris, even though he's not permitted to be, he's still in 9 days. The Mishnah says he's not allowed to get 9 days. But to do everything is more than 9 days, even on Tisha B'Av. Why? Shem yitad men alachach. Every time alachach will have to remove you the victory. Moshe, there is nek ben Hashem, mayim, it's nigza, abel yem karim, it's nigza, tag ma'ah. The Gospel announces the Gemara says, Shem yitad men alachach berachmin. Maybe the other guy will be mispallel hard, and he'll change it there. Even if there's a gzer ma'ah shemayim, it's very soon broken. So the Gemara speaks about two karechas. There's a karech of tzila, there's a karech of ribut tzila. The person is not there, he's not there. That's why Rashi says the pshat over here, yet a yitzchak l'Hashem means Ikti b'tzila, he was mispalo repeatedly. The Gemara says in Brachas later that one of the Avot Vam Shetzich L'Chizu is tzila, that even if a person daven and his prayers were not answered, he should daven again a second time, a third time, and a fourth time. Maybe his prayers will be answered by the ribut tzila. Apparently, that's how the Midrashim seems to understand the reason why the Ribbono Shel Olam caused this in the case of Avram, Yitzchak and Yaakov, that they should have ribut tzila, is to implant this in the Chunat HaNefesh of all of the Kohen Yisrael. And we should be Anshei Tzilo, like Rabbi Anar says the Russian, Ani Tzilo. He was so involved in Tzilo, it's like he became a Chetzel Tzilo. The Rabbi Shalom wanted to tell that we should all be mad at you. I'll get you on this.